Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk to our next guest. Elliot Sherparks does a wonderful job covering not only the Eagles but the 76ers for us here on WIP. Good morning, Elliot.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Elliot, is that a reasonable go or is that too far? Devin Booker causes dissension for the Knicks.
I don't think there's any shot the Sixers get Devin Booker. I mean, I guess maybe.
No, not the Sixers. That he causes problems in that locker room, they lose the next three games. That's the theory.
We wanted to undermine the Knicks.
All right, Elliot, we'll get to the Eagles in a moment. Let's start Joel and the Sixers. So you've heard the talk over the last, let's really pin it down to the last, 40 hours or something.
Yeah.
The people blasting Embiid versus the people defending Embiid. Who's more right?
So I think the people ripping Embiid are more right. I mean, he had 1 point in the fourth quarter. 1 point in a must-win game at home. Like I know Tobias wasn't great, and, the plus-minus, which seems to be the calling card of his career now, that when he's in the playoffs, the plus-minus is good. But 1 point in a must-win game. And I understand it's because he played the whole second half, but this really is the fundamental flaw of building around Embiid. It isn't that he's soft. It isn't that he doesn't come up. It's that he's a large human that by the end of the season and by the end of big games simply can't be relied on. He's been maybe the best player in this series, but where they've really been hurt is in the final minutes of fourth quarters consistently in these coin flip games. The Knicks have made plays, and Joel Embiid hasn't. So when he scores 1 point in the fourth quarter, I can't come on here and blame anybody but him.
Yeah, look, I get the argument. I do understand what you're saying. All right, let's
put butts on people. I mean, like basic tenets of basketball do apply here, too. Like, we can be better at some of the simple things.
Where I disagree with this is that the Knicks are out-hustling the Sixers. I think both teams are trying equally hard. The Knicks are a great rebounding team. They were the number one offensive rebounding team in the NBA coming into the game, into the series. All these games have been coin flips, right? If Maxey calls a timeout laying on the ground, did the Knicks out-hustle them there? So I really just think in these four games, they've been four coin flip games.
I also think they're out-hustling us.
Well,
I think they're tougher than we are. They're tougher-minded. They're more physical than we are.
Elliot, I'll tell you why I think they are, but I think it's unfair to like seven or eight Sixers players that are playing their butts off. There's like two or three Sixers players that aren't. And that's why the collective, like, I think it's accurate to say the Knicks are trying harder than the Sixers and hustling more because Tobias Harris and Buddy Hield have not held up their end of the bargain. While Lowry, Maxey, I believe Embiid, I believe Oubre, I believe a bunch of the guys are trying their freaking guts out, there's a couple dudes letting the rest of the squad down just from a basic hustle standpoint. I believe
that. Yeah, but you're calling that a hustle thing. I think it's a skill thing. Tobias is not good. Buddy Hield is not good. It's not a hustle thing. It's the Knicks coming into this series were more skilled at rebounding the basketball than the Sixers were.
Listen, certainly DiVincenzo and Josh Hart can jump way the hell higher than Buddy Hield. I mean, than Tobias. Right. I mean, that is true.
They're a more athletic team.
They are. All right, Elliot, let's go Eagles here. Let me ask you this question related to the draft. The best draft pick the Eagles made from a value standpoint, considering the player they're going to get and the pick they got him at, who do you got for the answer to that question?
Man, it's close for me. I'll go Trevor Keegan, the offensive guard out of Michigan. I think this guy could be a starter week one. Ultra athletic. He's only allowed 3 sacks and is close to 1,000 pass snapping blocks he's had recently. 3-time captain. And just honestly, interviewing him, he reminds me of other Eagles offensive linemen. He has like a personality like Mailata, a personality like Kelsey. And I think that, you know, playing in a big-time program, he'll be ready to come in. And frankly, he has the quickest path to getting on the field because they don't have a guard in Trench. So to get someone with that resume that late, I thought was easily their best value pick.
Has Howie outdone himself? Has he actually gotten better at this while on the job? This draft seems like it was solid in every way. Do you consider this the best you've seen from Howie?
So I definitely think Howie's getting better on the job. And I think that it's actually, when you look at Howie's career and kind of how he's been discussed during his time here, there's been multiple times where he's almost been fired or people wanted him fired. I remember being in the studio and looking across the street and seeing a sign hung up on the bridge that said "Fire Howie."
Yeah.
But Jeffrey hasn't. And as a result of that, I think that the draft is especially a place where you see that the experience he has really helps him. The draft is a high pressure situation. You're making quick picks. You have to have relationships around the league. You have to have a good, well-run organization, and Howie's created all that. And I would say that with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, two people that are coming off of down years, Lurie sticking with Howie should be an encouraging sign for people that are frustrated he stuck with Nick. Because the longer you're on a job, mostly, the better you get at it. And I think Howie is a prime example of that, and especially on draft weekend.
What's the best way for this team to use Cooper DeJean?
So right away, I think he's probably going to be like an in-the-box safety. I don't think they view him as just a starting outside corner. I'll be curious to see in OTAs where they start him, just because I don't know how much you want to put on his plate right away. That in-the-box Malcolm, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson safety type role is a complex one. You have to really, you know a lot of things. I think there's a bit of a misconception with Cooper that they used him all over at Iowa. They did over his career. But last year, like 90-something percent of his snaps came at outside corner. So if you're going to move him to a nickel or safety role this year, there is going to be an adjustment period there and him getting used to it. So I think ultimately that's where his best skill set is. Let him, you know, use his instincts, get around the ball, great tackler, strong for a corner. But I wouldn't be surprised if initially they start him on outside just to ease him into the NFL.
How many of these new draftees are candidates for kickoff return schemes?
I mean, Cooper can do it. The wide receiver at Texas A&M, Smith, can do it. Will Shipley seems well set up for it. I mean, you know, the Eagles have a lot of guys that are well set up for it. Britton Covey did have a good year last year. I think in a pinch, and this would be like a dramatic situation, but Saquon could even go back there. So Paris Campbell checks the box. They have a lot of guys.
Isaiah Rodgers, too.
Yeah, Isaiah Rodgers. I mean, ultimately, you know, we'll see how many kickoffs happen. I know the rules change, obviously, so you're thinking there's going to be more of them. Mm-hmm. But I would prefer whoever's returning that kick just to almost catch the ball and just get the offense on the field. I don't want, like, a guy running it back every time and risking turning it over.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Elliot, obviously a lot of focus on 2024. It's the next campaign. But I want to skip ahead another year, 2025. Going to give you 4 choices here. Tell me which one's most likely to start inside linebacker for the Eagles. N'Kobe Dean in his 4th year, Trotter Jr. in his 2nd year, Devin White, who's going to be a free agent, you'd have to re-sign him to keep him, or just someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does one of these guys strike you as linebacker of the future, or do you think someone else is more likely?
So I think Devin White and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. have a real chance to be linebackers of the future. I think Devin White was a great signing at the price they got him for. For the majority of his career, he's been really good. And he's been a player that's played on really good defenses and played almost all the snaps. I know he didn't have a great end of the season in Tampa last year, but I really think they could have something there. And then in terms of Jeremiah Trotter and N'Kobe, I think there's a better chance N'Kobe's not on the team week one this year than he's the starting linebacker next year in 2025.
Wow.
I think his roster spot is very much up for grabs. Yeah, so I think Trotter and Devin White are 2 players that could have a bright future here.
Is Johnny Wilson going to stay a wide receiver?
That's their plan initially, and I thought it was interesting the way they talked about it. They talked about how all of his success kind of came on the outside, using the perimeter. They really like his footwork. They said that he has a good lower body bend, which is not something you know, normally if a guy is really tall and moves from receiver to tight end, it's because his lower body's not that flexible. They see that with Johnny Wilson. I think they're going to try him there initially. I still really like Joseph Ngata, the big receiver that they signed out of Clemson. He was on the practice squad all last year. So they do have some intriguing options at receiver, especially from a height perspective.
Hey, Elliot, nice job all through the draft coverage, man. The lead up to and execution of the whole thing and recapping. Great stuff. Nice work. And we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks, pal.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys.
Elliot, last thing. When do they go to OTAs? What's next?
So next up, I believe, is the rookie minicamp. The rookies will come into the building this week. They have the rookie tryout, which John Ross is going to be a part of, which is interesting. And then, pretty soon we'll be out there watching practice. I'm excited to report back.
All right, thanks, pal.
Yep, talk to you.
All right, Elliot Short Parks. Let's get right on back to the phones. Let's get to Tom in Abington right now. Big night tonight, Sixers game 5. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing today?
Doing all right, Tom.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to utter a phrase I never thought I would on the whip.
Yep.
Happy bidet day.
Happy bidet day. Happy bidet day. Thank you, sir.
All right, hold on.
We have my official response to that.
Yes! Oh yes!
Correct. Thank you, Mark Zumoff.
If you sound like that after you use your bidet, Joe, you got issues.
Well, let's just hope it doesn't go the way of Elvis, you know?
Oh my.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, as you guys know, I've been very hard on the basketball squad, calling them the Philadelphia second rounders.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was wrong. I should have been more hard. You know why? Because this year they're the first rounders. This is unbelievable, right? Mm-hmm. So, I'm hearing a lot of excuses for Dak and Bead. And I'm going to give you an excuse that I haven't heard anybody bring up. And I think it's a real thing at this point because I got nothing else to lean into. I think we're all witnessing process karma.
Listen, you know, let me tell you something, Tom. I don't really believe in, like, the gods,
mm-hmm.
but if they are real, then they have, you know, made their mark on the Sixers because the Sixers embarked on something 11 years ago.
Audacious.
That was, so outrageous. And I was supportive of it, Tom.
Uh-huh.
But it was, you know what it was basically the equivalent to? Like, on the highway when you're in a traffic jam, and then there's the emergency lane. They were the car that, like, gets on the emergency lane and tries to drive past everyone who sits in traffic
mm-hmm.
to get off at an exit to get a top three pick.
But then when they got to the exit,
over.
Cars wouldn't let them in. It's like no one let them in. It's like, sorry, pal, you ain't getting in here.
Right, exactly.
And you know what sealed the deal for me? We even bring in this Nick Nurse, right?
Yeah.
He's one of, if not the best coaches in the league, and he's even crapping the bed. I mean, it doesn't matter what this squad does, it's wrong.
I expected more from him.
I really did.
I mean, listen, I had no problem crushing Doc Rivers, but Doc Rivers at least made it to the second round.
Yep, I agree.
Correct.
I agree.
Yeah, so this is all just leaning into that. Now, as far as Howie Roseman's concerned, that's an A++. I can't believe what he did in this draft. The guy seems to learn, and then he puts it all together, and he exponentially shows us what he's learned.
Look,
like
that
was a masterclass.
I don't do grades.
I know it's a crapshoot. I know, and we have to wait to find out. But I mean, the maneuvering he did.
The maneuvering,
and the value that he was able to extract in present value. Obviously, they have to be good.
All right, Tom, give me.
But it's also the little things too. I mean, it's masterful.
And value for next year.
He was able to get.
Three picks for next year,
son,
too.
I know. At a position of need, like it's next level layering of.
Absolutely.
Man.
Look, he's a great GM. Tom, and a sports story not involving a game.
Well, keeping with my theme of beating down the basketball squad, how about that Babs Bottini and Bernardate?
Wow, that's another one for sure.
Huge.
All right, up ahead, more from Jeremiah Trotter Sr. talking about his son joining the Eagles. From the interview with Ike and Spike and Jack yesterday. Plus, time's yours, and we're getting, of course, closer to tip-off in about 10 hours. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting. You are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, it's a big old day in Philadelphia sports. I mean, gotta win it. Gotta win it. Let's get to today's Twitter poll questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, where you can let Armin be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. To ArminChevy.com. All right, who wins tonight? Mr. Richie, I have the poll results in front of me. You know the two teams. Sixers, Knicks. By the way, Celtics are obviously going to win their series. They're up 3-1. Most of these first-round series have been not that close. The Western Conference, kind of a disaster.
Yeah, Clips, Mavs, I think, is the only 2-2, right? Magic, Cavs.
Magic,
2-2.
Cavs.
Those are the only two.
And that one's boring.
That is hard. And not just that, each game has been a blowout. They haven't had a close game yet.
That's tough. I mean, Sixers-Knicks has been really compelling. Unfortunately, the Knicks have won 3 of the 4. John, what do you think the poll result came in on who wins tonight?
I think 75% have lost faith.
You were pretty much on
so
it.
So good.
72%.
Wow.
I still think he cheats. You gotta cheat, right?
I swear to you, I don't. No. I promise I don't.
He's pretty good at that, isn't he?
No.
A little bit. You go to someone.
Coach's dream. Of course he did.
I didn't cheat, man. I didn't cheat in school. I didn't cheat here.
You're only cheating yourself if you don't cheat.
I agree. Oh, no.
You're not trying.
Come on. All right, second poll question. Who annoys you the most with this Sixers 3-1 hole? We got four choices, Embiid, Tobias, Morey, and Nurse. John, what do you think those results came in?
80% Toby.
51% Toby, 26% Embiid. Morey with a decent chunk here at 20%, and Nick Nurse a mere 3%. Let's go to the phones. We'll get to Jeremiah Trotter Sr., talking about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. More of that from yesterday's interview in a moment. Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. And Joel Embiid's number one for me. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's number one on my list. I'm looking back at the box score of the Game 7 triple doink, and the Sixers had no bench that year at all, like zero bench.
Quadruple doink.
Yeah, quadruple. And the starters all played over well over 40 minutes in that game, and Embiid wet the bed in that game, going 6-for-19 and 1-for-6-from-3.
Wow.
That was Ennis, so, and then that forward that got
Mike Scott.
Mike Scott. They were the only two guys, and frickin' Boban was
Mike
unplayable
Scott,
by the end.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that name since that day.
So when you go back and look at that roster and those Hammond Eggers we had on the bench, and we almost beat the world champs in a game 7 with quadruple doink, to me it doesn't bode well for Embiid. He is your best player, correct? He's your MVP player.
That's right.
Joe DiCamera, since you are the hammer and you are trivia, the answer is easy. What player the game has elevated in his entire career in Philadelphia playing next to Joel Embiid to the point where you can count on that player because of what Joel does by creating space on the floor, double teams, getting open shots? What player has gotten better in his entire career being the staple of this franchise?
All right, let me say this. First off, Charles Barkley and Shaq had a 5-minute argument the other day about whether it's the responsibility of a star player to elevate the other players around him and whether it's even possible. With that aside, are you saying
Duncan made two Hall of Famers that way.
Are you saying there's an actual answer, or this is just the rhetorical type?
It's zero.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey isn't a better player because of him?
Yeah, what about Maxey?
Maxey's got tons of talent, but where's he been in the fourth quarter of big-time games? He's got more to grow.
Yeah,
but he's gotten better.
But, Joe, hold on.
He's gotten better.
I think Ruben nailed it there with you. Like, Maxey is better when Joel plays. And in part because Joel typically is another guy going over to him a second dude, and that creates lanes for Maxey. Like, I don't think you can not acknowledge that.
I'll rephrase the question. Besides the other player on the team, has anybody third player and beyond gotten any better playing with Embiid, like role players, ever?
Well, I can't name offhand.
So the answer is no.
I mean, I
look. There is none.
I guess...
The problem is, and again, Joe, you can admit this. If the fourth quarter, if Embiid knows he's gassed and he just hits the elbow and takes a pass and they run a double at him, doesn't take a lot of effort to pass out of a double team at the elbow or shoot over a 6'5" guy because they had nobody else on the court. I don't want to hear he was tired. I don't want to hear it's the coach. His basketball IQ in the fourth quarter just falls apart. He chokes under pressure. Joe, if you were playing in that game, you would have gotten to the elbow saying, they ain't got no one who can guard me. I can shoot this.
Well, there's
elbow
two things I can
day.
Do, Joe. I can pass and I can shoot.
You can shoot from the elbow all day long.
Oh, dude, that's money.
Can't
man.
Move, but all the other stuff.
Cash
no,
freaking money.
Free throws.
Listen.
So do the Sixers win that fourth quarter? So do the Sixers win that fourth quarter game if Embiid just plays his normal elbow position in the fourth quarter? Yes or no?
If I'm in the corner for the pass for the 18 footer, the answer is yes. Now, Joe,
okay,
I hear you, man. Joe, give me a sports story. Give me a sports story not involving the actual game.
I actually cried because it was the Summer Olympics of 1996, and Muhammad Ali came out. No one even knew he was coming out and grabbed the torch, and it was amazing watching him carrying the torch in the Olympic Games when they meant something.
Yeah, no, that was something. Joe, appreciate the call. You know, that Olympics was wild because that's the one you also had.
Richard Jewell
in the bombing. You had Kerry Strug. You had the second dream team. You had Michael Johnson. You had a lot going on there. I think that was also Carl Lewis's last Olympics. Because Carl Lewis, I think, was 84, 88, 92, and 96, which is really amazing.
I told you my girlfriend said hi to me on the Olympics.
No.
Yeah, this, yes. Right? Tell this again.
Not
this
on
is,
the air.
Wait a minute. What happened?
Yeah.
I think you told him off the air. I've never heard
this. This is incredible.
Jenny Thompson. She was one of my closest friends at school, and we ended up dating for a while, and she and her relay team had just won a gold medal at the Olympics, and the world was watching, and she said, hi, John.
That's so cool.
I felt so, like, wow. That just, never had anything like that ever.
What a moment.
Desk.
Well, I mean,
I could never return the favor, ever.
Well, you could have scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if you had won the Super Bowl MVP on the platform.
Can I ask a question? Because this is one of the most
touchdowns of my whole NFL career.
So this is one of the most cool stories I've ever heard, honestly. However, there's the positive and there's the negative. Okay, the positive is how freaking phenomenal that is and what that represented then. The negative is like you're here now, you're stuck with us. You don't have a girlfriend.
That's a far cry.
Like, Yeah, can the ladies in the Delaware Valley, can someone step forward for John Ritchie, please?
Yeah, somebody needs to jump on here.
I mean, this guy had an Olympian saying hi to him on national TV.
But I do have companionship now in my canine companionship.
Have you taken him to dog parks?
That's the move.
Yeah.
Great call.
You know, you do have to wait a little bit because as a puppy, they got to get vaccinated properly. But he's where he needs to be now, and we are dog park.
Go to Maniunk. Now, they might be a little young for you. Because Manning's got a lot of 20s and early
30s. Might be a lot younger than Manning.
Yeah. I mean, John, what are you now, 49?
Yeah. That doesn't sound very young.
Okay.
If there are young people.
So the 32-year-old, you'd be good. You'd be good 32, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Mid-30s is solid.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Fine.
Yeah, I agree.
I have noticed it's very difficult to tell how old anybody is.
Totally agree with that.
I can't tell
anyone's age.
It's getting harder.
I am right with you on that.
All right, let's get to that is a good story, John. Let's get to more of Trot, the OG Trot. Jeremiah Trotter Sr., who was on yesterday with Jack and Ike and Spike. I'm still struggling. It's too many names in that show.
I know, man.
I need
There's a reason they still have not come up with a name for the show.
I need something. Too many people. Not too many people. Too many names. Trot was on talking about his son and talking specifically about the weekend experience. I mean, obviously, Thursday turned into Friday, turned into Saturday. Here's Jeremiah Trotter yesterday on WIP.
What was the process like for you from a dad standpoint this draft weekend?
Man, it was a blessing. It was a blessing. And it was frustrating at the same time. Like, you ever been so happy about something, but frustrated at the same time, if I can kind of explain it that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you get that phone call, man, it's a big relief. You're grateful, you're humbled, and just thankful to have an opportunity because there's a lot of people that was waiting by that phone that didn't get a call.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that we know that to be true, no doubt. Most people that wanted to get drafted did not get drafted. Trot continued on here talking with Ike yesterday.
We just feel fortunate. We feel fortunate to be in a great organization, man. He's in a great situation with the Eagles right now, right across the bridge, man. Don't have to move. Don't have to pack. No nothing, you know. And so we just thankful, man. And hopefully he gets it done. The 5-4 also. I hear it's free. So. We'll see what happens, man. I'm just really proud of him, all the work that he's put in. Because, like, you know as well as I know, it doesn't matter where you go. There was a few linebackers taken before me. I had one of the roughest rookie seasons that you can possibly imagine. And I think I turned out pretty good, you know. And even you, Ike, you played, what, 10 years?
Nine.
10 years?
Yep, nine. Yep.
What round were you?
Fifth round pick, man,
and you niched your legacy, cemented your legacy, and to play 9 years, man, you far surpassed a lot of people that was drafted in the fifth round, man. So it's all about what you do when you step on that football field.
Well said. By the way, I mean, I think people know Trot and Ike very, very close. Same draft class of 98 and truly, truly great friends. You know, it's a special story with Trot's son. Ruben, I don't know how long the list is. It may be a list of two. It may be Trot Jr. and you in the history of Philadelphia sports to play for hometown team, father's team.
Oh, wow.
Now, maybe others did it. I don't know. Obviously, Trot Jr. drafted by the Eagles. You were not drafted by the Phillies, but joined a few years into your professional career. Can you just walk everyone through, like, what type of emotions? And I don't know if there's a third person. I have no clue.
Mark Leiter Jr.
I was about to say, didn't it? That, yeah, good call.
Mark Leiter. Yeah, that's right.
That's the only
lesser figure. No offense to Mark Leiter Sr.
And Mark Leiter Jr.'s, you know, pitching out for the Cubs.
But, I mean, his father wasn't here, but what, a year or two? But okay, don't wait. What's going through the Trotter's family mind as you perceive it, as you remember your dad's reaction and your own?
So my reaction was, at first, I was like super excited. I was traded to the Phillies and was like, wow, this is really cool. And then I got frightened. And because in a lot of ways, it was sort of like, how am I going to live up to my dad's sort of legacy?
Yeah,
because he was a pretty good player.
Yep.
He wasn't an all-star, but he was a Gold Glove award-winning
shortstop. So that was difficult, especially in the early, the first time through. The second time through, I felt like a lot more comfortable in my own skin and just being my own person and that kind of stuff. So that was in 92 was tough for me my first year. Obviously, my dad was, you know, really proud, but and my family was too. But my feeling about Trot Jr. is that he had more hands-on experience than my dad had with me, just because my dad traveled a lot,
sure,
and was away a lot.
Yep.
So it seemed like Trot had a lot more experience with his son on the field.
Oh, I'll say.
And so
the way he talks about
and
it.
So I was impacted by my dad in a sort of a different way.
Yep.
And so there's a difference there as to how he was probably prepared as opposed to how I was prepared.
Well, I don't think there's any question, man, without knowing your full story. John and I are pretty familiar with Trot's story. I mean, Trot told me when his son was in fourth grade, it is a guarantee that my son will play college football, high level. It is only a matter of whether he'll get to the pros or not. But Trot told me when his son was in fourth grade, he's definitely playing high-level college football. And he was working on him
the whole time,
and before and after that.
And if you asked my dad that question, he said, I'd be playing professional soccer somewhere instead.
Yeah. Well, I swear to God. You were just trying to beat GA when you were playing at Pinchard.
That's right. That's
it. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and make sure you switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for 2 lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Somebody better warn Joel Embiid. There's going to be a lot of Knicks fans at the game tonight. Since under pressure, he can't deal with them, and you better tell them. Let them know now.
You know who's in a tough spot tonight? The broadcast. Guys, I got to tell you, John, if they pull the FMB chant with 20,000 during the game, so what, do they just bleep out 30 straight seconds audio?
Yeah, I think, you know, it'll like go like, there'll just be no noise. They'll like
right?
take all the noise away. I think that's what they would do.
Because they might go there tonight.
They'd have to.
Because them doing that walking out of game four went viral. That might spur them to do that in unison for 20,000.
I'll bet it happens. Honestly, I'll bet you it does.
It's likely.
I agree with you. It. Yeah.
Why do you bring Sir Anthony into the game? He sucks. Get him off the team. Time's yours.
Well, listen, he's struggling big time. I don't think it's time to throw the towel in, but you probably want to try something different. And I think sending him to the minors, if you can convince him of that, I think it is at that point now.
Unfortunately, I think Nick Nurse is exposed for never coaching a big man. I think the fact that he's never had a true center and he hasn't had Embiid is hurting him big time. But mark my words, come the Olympics, Embiid will be all over the court, healthy, running up and down. That's what he's prepping for. He knows his team's done.
Well, I don't think it's entirely fair. I mean, Marc Gasol was pretty darn good. He wasn't a top 3 or 5 center in basketball, but he was probably 5 to 7 when they won the championship. I mean, that guy was a pretty good player.
Hey, Joe, Ruben here. Yeah, having the bidet is going to make your
rear end feel stupendous. I'm just
listen. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go.
Can't wait.
I need it. I'm all about that. And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
You know what I
can't wait.
My first
How big
smash
is
today. That's what I'm looking forward to. The first one.
How big is the
smash?
Take the D off. Take
the whole thing.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm really a kid. I'm a child. How
is
big
it
is
like
it?
The same size
I don't
as
know.
The toilet?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You know what the product is?
Blind.
Do you know what the product is?
Yes, but I don't know this particular, you know. I know I ordered something. I know someone's coming to my apartment. I'm
is
taking
it mechanical?
It's like a mystery.
Is it being installed?
It's a mystery.
Yes. Is it being installed? Okay.
It's being installed.
You're being great
but
shape.
You have no idea
you're
what it
be in great
looks
shape.
Like?
It's going to change your
life. I don't know
life.
What it looks like.
It will change your life. You won't even
possible,
see it.
Man?
Your baby, not, it depends on what the product is. You may not even see it.
This
I just don't
it's
get
it's almost invisible.
Well, John, I was worried. I mean, to be candid, I was worried about that, and I just decided to take a chance, honestly.
Just, hey.
Take a chance.
Okay. Hey, you.
But so, they don't so have them online? Like, they don't show you the option?
Well, let me
be clear. Oh, that one looks
good. Tons
Wait, of options.
Let me be clear. About 3 years ago, I ordered one that was Bobo, all right? And a buddy of mine's like, all right, I'll install it because he had some history of freaking installing a bidet. And he couldn't figure it out. The thing stunk. It cost like $150. It didn't work at all. And so this time I was like, no more of that. I'm going real deal. I'm getting a real person to install it. And so, yes,
a
I have not.
A real bidet person.
That's the idea. So, I mean, I'm taking a chance and we'll see. I mean.
So you're just putting it entirely in the bidet expert's hands. 100%. And saying, I trust you.
Yeah.
I'm going to come home and see this new bidet.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's going to look
I mean,
like
if it's
or how
good,
you're going to
do
this.
I'll complain and ask for my money back if the thing stinks.
Yeah,
but
I'd
I'm,
say so. Like, you are really walking into this blind.
I am. All right, let's get some great answers here. Let's turn to quickly as we look for the best answer. We've had some great answers today for a sports story that does not actually involve the playing of the game. Gary in South Philadelphia, we're turning to. Gary, give me a great answer. What do you got?
Well, mine is y'all hiring a non-sports person for that afternoon show.
Wow, you're talking about Jack Fritz? He doesn't throw hard enough in baseball.
No, I'm not talking about Jack Fritz.
That's Spike Esco.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Chris Sims situation.
Chris Sims situation. Well, I don't know about that. Is Spike Eskin looking like Chris Sims? I don't get it. All right, Will in Northeast Philly, we're moving fast. Will, what do you got?
How about COVID when it hit no fans in the stand?
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty good. It's not on the court.
Wow.
It's not on the field.
Monster impact.
I mean,
oh, my goodness.
Is there anything that had more impact?
Forget. Just no fans in the stands, no sports for three
no
months.
Sports, yeah, exactly.
That might win.
That is winning.
It has
wow.
to win.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it just won.
Nothing had more impact.
I think it's over. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
All right, shut it down. I was going to go to Andy and Deptford, but Andy,
COVID.
You don't get on. It's Nope. COVID just won it.
Sorry,
so
Andy.
It's called a mic drop answer.
In
right
all
there.
Due respect to the other great answers, Michael Vick, Len Bias, the 89 Earthquake, Pat Tillman, John Lennon, Pete Rose Gambling, Kaepernick, 72 Olympics. COVID.
Not even close.
It ended sports for 3 months.
It ended a lot of things.
Yeah, it did. All right, speaking of end, we hope tonight is not the end of the Sixers season. Now, guys, let's go back about, I don't know, 5 or 6 days ago after the Sixers had lost game two. And remember this as you sit down to watch this game tonight, because a few days back, Joel Embiid said they were going to win the series. Here's him in his own words.
We're good. We're going to win this series. You know, we're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
All right. Big guy.
Let's see that.
We'll find out. Like, really.
I hope I'm wrong.
Let's really say it.
Hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.